question about Lawrence.
Yeah.
With the Valley Patriot newspaper. Given
you want us to get out of the way?
No, no, no. That's
okay. Sorry.
Given that Lawrence is in the position that it's in, and in the last 20 years, billions of dollars have been pumped into Lawrence, and it hasn't really done much good. What good do you see in pumping more money into Lawrence to try and make it better when that hasn't worked for 15 to 20 years?
Well, first of all, I don't accept the premise of your question, since a lot of that money has been...
I like that when you challenge me. That's
well,
good.
But a lot of that money is education money, and educating a child is not a waste of money or time. I will say that what we're looking at in Lawrence is not an infusion of capital. It's getting at some reforms that assure that they get on sounder fiscal footing and management, and that this sort of thing doesn't happen again.
With very little oversight into the money that's already gone into Lawrence, even long before you've come on board, the more money that now gets pumped in from this point forward, is there going to be more oversight? Is there going to be more accountability on the local city council, mayor, et cetera?
That's exactly the point, that what we've been talking about with the state delegation and with the mayor-elect, what are the systems of fiscal and financial management and controls and oversight that have to be in place to assure that this does not happen again?
Can you just admit who you supported between Willie Lantigua and Marcos Devers in the last state rep race? You can admit it now, because it's over. It's over.
See ya.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody.